What a week. What a week we have just gone through. Kol Yisrael and us participating. And I really feel, Rabbi Hochbaum, the speaker you brought and the initiatives that were taken really has helped me to know that we're part of this Kol Yisrael, and it's real. And I'm proud of how you guys have reacted as a Rebbe. And I'm just really, it was a week that sadly we went through, but there was a lot of pride in what we as a school, how we reacted. And, you know, there a lot of guys asked, what can I do? What could I do? The girls in Berea asked, what could I do? What could we do to help? And it really motivated some feelings of activism in our boys. And the letter writing is beautiful, and the taking on mitzvos and learning Torah after davening with Rabbi Hochbaum, all of these amazing, amazing things that we've taken on. It gave me some pause to think about, what is this? What are these little acts that we do? You know, sometimes you feel, is it really doing anything? I heard on the radio, at the end of each year, Merriam-Webster gets together, and they discuss new words that have advanced into the lexicon of our language. And one of the top words of this year is a word called slacktivism. Slacktivism. Bumper stickers, the ALS water bucket challenge, all of these ideas, great energy and great publicity, but it's not really activism. It's just slack. Slack, you know, you want to feel like you did something, but... And they termed it, they coined it slacktivism. And I want to tell you that in Yahadus, in Torah observance, and in reactions that we have, there's no such thing as slacktivism. Our actions are very powerful, very meaningful. And I want to tell you, by starting by telling you, the Chafetz Chaim used to ask, if you look in the Torah, it talks about Terach, and it talks about Avram. Now we know from Torah Shebaal Peh that Terach was not a God-fearing Jew in the God-fearing, he was Oved Avodah Zarah, and the Avos in Klal Yisrael begins with Avram Avinu. But if you look in the Psukim in Torah Shebiksav, there's no remez, there's nothing that seems to hint to Terach not being a fine person. Is there anything we could find in the Torah that is merames to Terach? And the Chafetz Chaim used to say this all the time. The difference between Terach, there's one word. It says, Vayeshev Sham. When they left, by Avraham, he kept on going. By Terach, it says at the end of Parshas Noach, he arrived. Avram understood that a Jew, his actions are not about arriving, about getting there, about being there. A Jew begins. Lo alecha hamalacha ligmar. A Jew begins. And what should happen will happen. You know, we always think Avram Avinu is derech eretz kadma l'Torah. The Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not really true. It's true, derech eretz kadma l'Torah, we learn from Avram Avinu, but the Torah really begins with Avram Avinu. The Rambam tells us, when he goes through the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, he says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztava Adam Arishon, Al Avodah Zarah, and he goes through all of them. And then he says, V'chein Ha Yahadavar B'chol Ha'olam Ad Avraham. Ba Avram V'Nitztava Yeser Al Eilu B'Mila. Avram came and he added to the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach with Mila, V'hu Hispalol Shachris. And the Rambam continues, Yitzchak added Meiser, Yaakov added Gidanosha, and then the Rambam says an amazing thing. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, until Moshe Rabbeinu came, v'nishlema Torah al yado. V'nishlema. It doesn't say v'nitna Torah al yado, and then the Torah was given. It was like all practice that was done beforehand. Moshe finished the job that Avram began. Avram Avinu began a journey. And we haven't arrived yet. I heard the story years ago, and I saw it printed recently. A story that took place in Auschwitz. There was a Yid that made a siyum in Williamsburg in the late 40s. And he wasn't known for his learning. But he called together a group of people to make a siyum. And everyone wanted to know, what are you... He said, let me explain to you why I'm making a siyum today. He said, in Auschwitz, we were living in a bunker with... There was an old Yid that used to walk around, and he used to mumble all day. And we thought he was Meshuggah Nebuch. And he would walk around mumbling. And one night, he taps me. And he said, I want you to know I'm not going to make it. I'm finished. And I want you to know that I have been chazering Shas, Baal Peh, for the last 3 years. And I went through Shas 3 times here in Auschwitz. And I'm holding now in Masechtas Moed Katan. In the middle of Masechtas Moed Katan. Promise me that you're going to finish Masechtas Moed Katan. And that night that this fellow died. And this Yid now in Williamsburg says, I finally finished the Masechta that he began. And that's the special siyum that we're at. We can only begin. We can only start new journeys that continue the journey that Avraham Avinu began. It's not our job to arrive. And when we take upon ourselves a mitzvah, one mitzvah, we take upon learning, writing letters, the chizuk of writing a letter. We heard yesterday that it makes a difference. It means something. It's part of who we are as Am Yisrael, the Achdus, and it's all part of beginnings that will have an end. You know, there's an amazing, amazing idea that we find by Avraham Avinu. When it talks about Avraham Avinu, kept the whole Torah. So the Torah says he kept the whole Torah ad shelo nitna, afilu ayin tuf, it says. So there's different gersos what that ayin tuf stood for in Rashi. But most Mefarshim translated it as Erev Tafshilin. He even kept Erev Tafshilin. What is that? What's the message? What does that mean? I feel Erev Tafshilin. What's an Erev Tafshilin? An Erev Tafshilin, says Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab, the Rav of the Kilas Hadas Yeshurun community until the 90s, suggested Erev Tafshilin is when we have to make food for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Erev Tafshilin is the one mitzvah that allows that we can do something today that's finished tomorrow. That's what Erev Tafshilin is. Tzarchei Shabbos, Nasin B'yamtiv. You can start today, but you're going to finish it tomorrow. That's the idea of the Erev Tafshilin. Says Rav Schwab, that was the essence of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu understood that it's not my mission in life to finish the job. My mission in life is to begin a process that will allow others to finish. Avos Michlal Diika Toldos. We're learning Bava Kama. Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're beginnings. From them comes Toldos, us. It's our job to finish the job. How? By beginning. By keep on beginning and beginning new projects and new things, and there will be other people to finish Moed Katan for us. But it will be finished. It will be finished. There will be a day of arrival. This week, this Shabbos, is Parshas, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. This week is a very unique Haftorah pattern. Normally, the Haftorah is Me'inyana de Parsha. Sometimes, we switch it. If there's a Yom Tov, during the 3 weeks and the 7 weeks of Nechamta, we have different Haftorahs. It's also the Chazal teach us we have to have special Haftorahs. This Shabbos, nothing happens. It's a regular Shabbos. But we change the Haftorah. We change the Haftorah this Shabbos. because this Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a very strange thing. Erev Rosh Chodesh. There's no Kedushas Hayom. It's nothing. It's Erev Rosh Chodesh. What's Erev Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh almost gets a little honorable mention. What's Erev Rosh Chodesh? We changed the Haftorah, and Tosfos and Maseches Megillah deals with this. It's not a simple thing to change the Rosh Chodesh. And why do we change it? Because we change it because there's a parsha in Navi that talks about Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now, guys, you know, I'm sure you all know, hopefully you've been taught, that Torah doesn't work that way. Oh, it works out well. There's a word, Machar Chodesh, so that's cute. Let's have a Haftorah that also, the day before, it's cute, it works out. That's not how Torah works. If you change the Haftorah schedule, that means there's something profound about tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh, the day before Rosh Chodesh, reading about that. It's real, Machar Chodesh. And the idea, I think, is exactly what we're talking about. Rosh Chodesh is the Siman of Klal Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Rosh Chodesh is the time we daven for Chidush, for newness, for new beginnings. Because new beginnings will bring us to better tomorrows. Machar Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is about seeing the beauty of tomorrow. What our today can do can be finished tomorrow. Our whole lives are lives of Machar Chodesh. Everything we do today has a place in Machar. And that's Rosh Chodesh. It's a magnificent idea that we switch to Haftorah. Every work of activism that we do, whatever it may be, when you do it l'shem shemayim, in those amazing words that we heard yesterday, l'kadesh shem shemayim, if we do that, even if it's a rally, whatever it may be, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah, if you're doing it because as a yeshiva bacher you're going to go rally and you're going to make a statement at Kiddush Hashem, these are things that bear fruit, maybe not today, but tomorrow. And ultimately, all of our actions, all of our mitzvos and our activism, our beautiful activism, HaKadosh, Heilige activism that we do, will bring us to that better tomorrow that we are davening for and hoping for, Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera V'yameinu.